Welcome back, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Joining me on the big black table that it's got a big black, what do you call this? Tablecloth on it. It says WGN across the front is Jack Arnold, owner of Arnold Electric. Jack, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Morning, Lou. Thanks for having me again.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
You and I met each other a long time ago, and it's fun to catch up with you and talk a little bit about your business and how much it's growing, and that's got to make you feel really good.
It's been a long road. We started in 2008 during the worst recession since the Great Depression.
Right.
And it was just me basically in my basement. And
right.
Now we got a spot on Elston Avenue, 15 or 16 trucks, and just as many team members.
You, one of the things that you kind of remind people is that you're Chicagoland's old home electrical experts. Define that a little bit, because old homes have a whole recipe all their own.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of electrical contractors out there that do new construction and commercial work. We only specialize in existing electrical systems and homes, whether it's old or newer, but there's a need for it out there, and
right.
You're right, they are their own animal.
I don't know if you were driving in or already here, but I took a phone call earlier from a gentleman who I think lived in Evanston, and he was, talking about doing some electrical thing, and he said, oh, yeah, there's some old BX, and one guy said you can just leave it, and, I'm always so leery about that, and, you just got to make sure it's safe, because here we are, Fire Prevention Month, right?
Yes.
And electrical can be one of those things that if it's not taken care of, it's a fire waiting to happen.
Yeah, definitely. It's different than a plumbing or an HVAC system. You can't see the water flowing out of the faucet, or that's what you can see in a plumbing system. You can feel the heat or the cold air coming out of your vents, but with electrical system, you know that your stuff is working. So it's very important, just like you would in an HVAC system, to have a annual maintenance and safety inspection of your electrical system.
You do offer that, right?
We do. We do that. On every call that we go on, before we give a price out to a client, we're going to go through and just make sure that whatever we're connecting to can be connected to, and it's going to work after we leave. And that's part of we have a Good Neighbor Club membership program. It's $99. We used to charge on an annual basis for that. Now it's just a one-time $99 fee, and you're part of the club. You get some discounts, and we come back as a courtesy every single year at no additional cost.
Wow.
And do that maintenance and safety inspection for you.
I love that. I know with a lot of older homes, you've got devices that you even talk about in some of your ads, right? You got, I just jiggle the switch a little bit, and the light goes on, if I put the plug in there, and I just got to push down on it a little bit,
yep.
I think we're used to that with, like, our cell phones, sometimes you go plug it in, and if I move it this way, but... with a cell phone where it's a low voltage type of situation, you've got high voltage in a house, and that's where you get those sparks that you don't want, and that can lead to a problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it is those little things that happen that are an indication that there's something else going on. And your entire electrical system, the wiring, the devices, the panel, and the breakers are all consumable parts and need to be replaced after a certain period of time. But those little things that happen in your house are an indication that something else is going on, and it can be as simple as a minor repair, but if you let it go a little longer, it's going to be a much more involved repair. The loose outlets could lead into the melting wire behind the outlet, and
right.
Then you're replacing the wire, and
right.
Could damage the breaker, so it's just best to nip those things right as they come up.
Right. We were talking a lot about smoke detectors and fire alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. And there are a lot of homes in the Chicagoland area that have hardwired systems. I would imagine that at Arnold Electric, you guys, if somebody was unsure or, they've got a home with a bunch of those devices that are older, you guys can come out and do that swap out and check that out, right?
Yep, definitely. And First Alert is the brand that we use. We were using another brand. First Alert has a battery-operated, interconnected system, so... if you don't have a hardwired system in your house, you can easily put these in, and they all communicate to each other, and they don't nuisance trip like some of the other brands. But a lot of older homes maybe only have one smoke detector on every level, one smoke detector and CO2 detector on every level. You want one in every bedroom. You want a smoke detector in every bedroom and then a smoke and carbon monoxide detector on every level.
Right.
So that all are talking to each other.
Right. That's all really good advice. Let's talk a little bit about the new stuff, because I've talked on this radio broadcast several times that, you know, my next car is going to be an electric car. I'm waiting for the Chevy Silverado electric, oh, yeah. But it's a couple years out,
I
so
<know.
laughs> I have to be patient, and I also have to save my money because it's not cheap. But you're doing a lot of these electric charging systems, right? I mean, because yeah. that's a little involved. It's not just yeah. plugging a cord in the wall.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. We are actually a Tesla-certified EV charging installer. So we do see quite a bit of those. And, you know, an electric car is basically a big, huge electrical appliance. So if you were to get rid of a gas stove, for example, and put an electric stove in, you want to make sure that your electrical system can handle the new draw that the stove is going to put on the electrical system.
Right, right.
So you want to go through, you want to make sure you get a load calculation done of your house and make sure that your service is sized appropriately. And because, like you said, it's not just a matter of plugging it into
these, right? And you correct me if I'm wrong here, right? But these home, what you would call a fast charger for the home, the breaker that you need to feed that is similar to like an electric dryer,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's anywhere from 50 to a 60 amp breaker.
Wow.
Typically.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you've got an older a Chicago house with 100 amp service, that's a little bit.
Yeah, you're putting a
strain on
it. Your
car's fancier than your house.
Yeah, almost. Almost. Yeah. You know, you if you got fuses, you're not going to have the space for that. So you're going to have to update that and take all that into consideration.
We're also, Jack, we're getting into the holiday season. And while we. You know, we have a lot of LED lights now, which don't draw a lot. And actually, I can talk to you about that, too, with LED lights inside. I'm a big proponent of that. But a lot of the current devices that you may have, people buy a bunch of LED light bulbs, put them in overhead lights, and like, oh, they're flickering. I don't know what's going on. That's a device issue, isn't it?
Yeah, that's usually if you're taking an incandescent bulb out and putting, like in a can light, for example, and you're putting an LED light in, chances are, and it's flickering once you do that, chances are it's the dimmer switch that's not compatible with the LED bulb.
Right.
They do make a dimmer that will dim LED, compact fluorescent, and incandescent all in one. It's the only ones we carry on our truck. It's made by Lutron. But,
right. That can be a problem solver for people.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And we also use Juno can lights. They're color selectors. Like, there's a color selector on there, so there's five different colors. So if you're not sure what type of bulb to put in there,
right.
like, this is a really good option for you. And then those work really well with the Lutron dimmers, too.
So with the holiday lights, okay, so I was, you know, off track a little bit, but with the LEDs, that was me. they don't draw a lot, but still, a lot of times people only have like one or two receptacles outside, and you're pulling everything off of one, and, you know, chances are if it's an older house, it's not on its own breaker, it's sharing something, and all of a sudden you plug in all the lights and the living room lights breaker goes off, right?
Yeah.
You can help people if you need to add some outlets and things like that outside.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, you want a GFCI outlet in the front of the house and the back of the house. That's like code minimum for these exact types of reasons, and they should be on their own circuit breaker as well. And if you are tripping breakers inside the house after you've added Christmas lights or Halloween or now even Thanksgiving lighting, right? You're going to want to add some more circuits in there for that and some more outlets for sure.
Well, Arnold Electric is not too far from my house. I see their trucks around the neighborhood all the time. And if you're looking for qualified electricians to come in and do the work, it's one of the hardest trades to find. You know, there's not a lot of... You guys are really unique in the fact that you're the service-oriented electrical full-service electrical contractor, and I think that, you know, whether it's installing a ceiling fan or devices or upgrading your service or putting in your new Tesla charger.
Yep. We can take care of it all for you, and I would agree with you that it is a hard service to find. There's a couple home service companies out there that do it all, HVAC, electric, and plumbing, but we're contractor owned by, I'm an electrician,
right.
Two different electrical licenses. Our managers are electricians. That's what
you guys
live,
know your stuff.
Live, breathe, eat, and sleep. So yeah. We're very passionate about
important
it.
Stuff. All right. Yeah. How do they get a hold of you if they have some projects, website and phone number?
Yeah, so you could go to our website. It's arnoldelectricchicago.com. You can fill out an online submission form, and we do get back to you very quickly with the online submission form. So that's a great way to contact us, or you can give us a call on our phone number, which is 773-647-1120.
Wait, this just in. Please say hi to Jack from one of his teachers and Paul's mom.
Oh, Mrs. Mann.
Jack and Paul played football together. Jack comes from a family of electricians. If he's grown up to be anything like his parents, he's a great guy and one you can trust with your electrical needs.
Oh, Mrs. Mann, I love
you
so much.
That?
Thank you.
Wow, she's getting a new ceiling fan installed for free.
Heck yeah.
That's a nice endorsement
that
right there.
That was very nice. All yeah, right. It's nice to know I made an impact on somebody back in the day.
Jack, always nice to see you. Continued
good
success.
To see you too. Thank you.
857-5574 Lou is our phone number. 9:49 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.